This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We are the morning shift, completely reunited. Mike is here. Bo's here. I'm Allie Mack. I'm here. And Dylan is back as well behind the glass. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And it is Falcons training camp week.
Let's go.
The morning shift will be out there this Thursday to kick things off. Before we get into that and the questions we have about training camp, I want to get back into a situation we were talking about before you left, Mike. Bo's dealing with yellow jackets.
Oh, yeah.
And when you were out, Bo was sending Dylan and myself videos of him in tactical gear.
Yes.
Ready to attack yellow jackets.
Looking like a paintball match.
Bo, what's the status on the yellow jackets?
I mean, I haven't seen them. I haven't really gotten too close, but I haven't seen them. So I think the two-day bombing attack that I had over the All-Star game weekend has worked. Again, I haven't really gotten close, and I probably need to go back there because I have some work to do back there before it gets out of control. Mm-hmm. But I think they're gone. Maybe in either that or they move to another exit. Of the underground
the lair.
Nest that they have.
The lair.
Has the itching stopped?
All but one.
Did Dylan ever bring you the stuff?
No, Dylan's sweet mother.
Come on, man.
Did. Dylan's sweet mother came to the broadcast just to give me that because her son makes broken promises.
Yeah, okay, it wasn't. Hold on. Let's not get too ahead of our skis here. She didn't just come to the broadcast to just give you afterbite. We went to the All-Star Village afterwards and walked around. It was, you know, to see me too. It wasn't just to give Bo Squidbilly Morgan afterbite.
That's not what she said. That's not what she said. Okay. She said she got in her car to run errands, and she heard the show, and she heard that you could not deliver as you were promised, and that she wanted to make good of it. That's what I heard.
Man.
Oh, okay. All right. You know what? I'm going to let you have this, Bo. I'm going to let you have this. Not how it went at all, but I'm going to let you have it.
Dylan had everyone showing up at our broadcast at Murph's that day. Simone was there. His mom came by. It was a family event.
Good peeps.
So Falcons training camp kicks off this Thursday. A lot of questions going into it, but basically lay it out for me. Like, what is Thursday going to be like since you both have been there before?
Man, I don't know how Bo feels when we head out there. I still get anxiety. Like, I think I've told you guys this before. I still sometimes in my sleep, I swear to God, this is true. Still in my sleep, I will do a one-on-one pass rush rep with somebody, and I will wake up gritting my teeth and tense in the chest when I think about it. And it's just that kind of thing that goes on in your life. It's something you never forget. But obviously a lot of energy, and I expect there to be a lot of energy from everybody involved. And you want to see this team start to, you know, have that factor of cohesion. I've got a number of different things as far as the depth, you know, things to look for, the deeper issues, the deeper layers. But just, you know, the initial reaction when you walk out there, I just want to see the energy. I want to see people popping around excited to be there because I know how stressful and anxious those situations can be.
I won't disagree with anxiety. I just get different anxiety because, I mean, it's July 21st. Training camp, the first day will be July 24th. The first preseason game is August 8th.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a whole different mindset because I have to – the next 3 weeks of my life will be kind of going back and forth between training camp, now home and a kid, and preparing the radio network to be ready to go. Because it might be the preseason for us, but we still have to hit everything and do everything. And, you know, every year on the network, things change, whether it's sponsors or whatever. So – I get a different type of anxiety, and I'm also trying to learn a roster, figure out these battles, do the daily work along with other things. So it's training camp for us too. I mean, we're learning things about the new roster. Like, there's just so much that goes into training camp. It's just such a busy time, and then literally, once you get to the games, the preseason games, you're like, oh, can it be over already?
You're just ready for something to matter. That's another thing, too, and I'll be curious to see as we go throughout the preseason, you know, what reps are taken in the preseason by quarterbacks, by both the, you know, first string and second string quarterbacks, mm-hmm. and it's a different dynamic than we're used to seeing. But, look, I think the, you know, when you get deeper into the weeds, and not to go too deep down this rabbit hole, but I will be curious to see throughout the first few days of training camp, you know, you start install all over again when you get to training camp. It's like you've installed in mini camp, you've installed for OTAs. Now you're going to get to training camp. You're going to get a brand new shiny, I don't know, tablet, Surface, whatever it is, and that playbook is going to be ready to rock, and you're going to start day one install. And you're going to go through a lot faster than you have in the past. My curiosity with this team will be how quickly do they get into the kind of second tier, I call it, of the playbook. You know, how quickly do the motions come along? We saw Kirk Cousins in the quarterback documentary or docuseries on Netflix where he's like, man, it's just a lot. You know, I'm trying to get hard counts with motions and time up snaps and different things out of the pistol and the shotgun. How quickly can they get to that? Because a lot of times when you look at second year offensive coordinators, you know, second year quarterbacks, either way, you're talking about Penix or Kirk Cousins, that you're talking about really hitting that stride and being able to hit the ground running, and you have returners all over offense, basically the entire offense returning. How quickly can you get to that? And I'd be curious to see, okay, day one install last year, very, very basic. You're going to run wide zone. You're going to do a couple of different basic pass protections up front. You're going to throw basic routes. How quickly are we getting into the weeds of what the Falcons be doing this season? That's one of the things over the course of the first 4 or 5 days that I'll be looking for.
Yeah, I want to see roles of – again, we talked about this earlier, and I'm not a I try to enjoy training camp without overreacting and taking too much. You know, if a guy does this or that, makes a catch, I just want to see where certain guys are being used. I go back to what we said earlier last year, you know, and I'm really talking about more about defense. Like, you know, how's Troy Anderson even moving? Like, how does he look physically? And I'm not talking about did he put on 10 pounds of muscle, but is he running smoothly? Is he doing that? But I want to see, like, where is certain guys being used? How are they using Walker? Like, where is he lining up? Is he dropping more? Because you go back to last year, and again, we talked about it earlier, but, you know, Rondale Moore, who all the fans and a lot of media were like, hey, he'll be the third receiver. He wasn't even with the first. I don't even think he ran with the second team that much. Ray McCloud was that guy, and it was pretty instant. Like, the beginning of camp, that's what they thought. That's what they had learned from mini camp and OTAs. And so when he went down, there was a lot of people like, man, this is a big blow. But if you had paid attention, you knew it wasn't. And so, you know, you look at that, and so now I'm in that mindset of, where is this guy? Where is that guy? How are they being used? Because that's a good giveaway of how they view that player and what their role might become real football.
Well, and let me ask you then, which matchups should we be paying attention to? Like, which matchups of one-on-one are you going to be watching?
Oh, man. That's my favorite part when you get to – and it's different, too, when you don't have the pads on, because there will be guys that really, really shine without pads on, and then all of a sudden you start getting hit, and it looks a little bit different. But I'll be curious, because once you do get the pads on, you'll get you full-on one-on-ones in offensive line, defensive line. Okay, cool. I want to see, hey, let's watch James Pierce go up against Jake Matthews. Like, what does that look like? You know, let's watch, you know, see which guys. Jack Nelson's a rookie, you know, offensive tackle. Let's see what he looks like against Jalen Walker. Let's watch Kyle Pitts match up against some of these safeties. Let's watch him match up against Jordan Fuller, Xavier Watts, DeMarco Helms that we've talked about. And, you know, let's see what those matchups look like, because I think a lot of times we as fans, and I do this now too as a member of the media, we get a certain player in our head and we go, well, this player is that. Well, a lot has changed since the last time we've seen some of these guys, and I want to see them match back up and go head-to-head. And we saw a number of these matchups last year, sprinkle in a little bit of the rookies and things like that, and what do those matchups look like? Who can start to shine without the pads and then with the pads coming in the coming 4 or 5 days?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I've always enjoyed watching the offensive line go against the defensive line in training camp. It's not always... It's kind of more about how hard they go in those drills and the, you know, the ego. There's an ego. There's real pride in when you go run those drills. It's always been fun for me. I don't know why, but to me that's more fun than watching one-on-one between receivers and DBs. I think because it's a little more physical.
Well, it's just, you know, it's a better looking group. Better looking group.
Well, no, it depends on what you find attractive.
Yeah, well, I find the big bellies attractive, man. Just is what it is.
Yeah, if you like big hairy bellies, I mean, go ahead. But, I mean, that might be your thing.
Yeah, it is. You know, look, I got one, and so it is what it is. One of the things I didn't even mention too, Allie, and you know, to your question, I think that watching Rook go against both starting offensive guards is going to be intriguing. And Brandon Dorlus as well, to a lesser extent. But Rook is kind of the guy that you have to have. Mm-hmm. Like, he's got to be a guy for you this year. So watching him start off these one-on-ones, pads or no pads, against Chris Lindstrom and Matthew Bergeron, and even Ryan Neuzel to an extent, man, I cannot wait to see what that looks like. See what the get-off that we talked about with James Pierce looks like. But Rook and Dorlus, and even Braylon Trice, because we haven't seen much of him. Some of those guys from last year's draft class going up against this offensive line of, you know, 4 out of 5 starters returning, really 4.5 starters returning up front. How can those guys do? Because as we've talked about, this defensive front, these defensive tackles, these interior defensive linemen are guys that you have got to have step up to the plate along with the newcomer like Morgan Fox. So we'll see what happens, but it's going to be some good matchups to start, and that'll be the first thing I'm looking at when we get out there.
Well, I definitely can't wait to see like how you guys watch football versus how I watch football as a fan, but you guys really dissect everything, so I can't wait to see how you break it down when we're out there.
Yeah, it's going to be intriguing, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of elbow hitting to the ribs from me and Bo. Look at that. Wow, can't wait.
Looks pretty mild so far Wednesday. 86, the high.
Okay.
I'll take that. I'll take that on Thursday, 86.
That works for me, too.
Partly cloudy. Well, I like that.
I like it, too. I cannot wait for Thursday. That is when training camp kicks off for the Falcons. We will be live out there at Flowery Branch. And coming up, we're going to go in the huddle. Tyler Shuck is getting a decent amount of fully guaranteed money. We'll get into the details next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.